of Christmases Long, Long Ago is my new book, arriving for the 2025 Christmas season. Find out what Christmas was like centuries ago. Sneak preview, it was weird, and spooky, and rowdy, kind of gross sometimes. Find it wherever books are sold, in hardcover from Lions Press, and audiobook from Recorded Books. It's Christmas as you've never seen it before, and it makes a great gift. Hello again, friends, it's Brian. And boy, we are right in the thick of the Christmas season. If you're listening in real time, Thanksgiving was just a little over 2 weeks ago, and Christmas Day is just a little under 2 weeks from today. Does that make it peak Christmas season? I guess you'd have a strong case if you argued that. Nobody's groaning about whether it's too early to have a tree up. None of the shopping can rightly be called last-minute shopping at the moment. You've probably already had a few festive experiences so far, and several more lined up. Even as I'm saying all of this, I'm talking myself into it. Yes, it is peak Christmas season. Here at Christmas Past Headquarters, we've got lots of Christmas cheer on tap for the next week or so. We always look forward to these pedicab tours of Christmas lights here in Willow Glen. We've done that as a family for the last several Christmases. We'll also be attending a production of The Nutcracker, and Little Dash will be performing in his pre-K Christmas concert next week. I'm looking forward to experiencing all of those things and being able to reminisce about them in future Christmases. And reminiscing is what brings us together here today. It's another special episode dedicated to you and your Christmas memories. Now don't forget that you can be part of one of these episodes this season too. There will be at least two more like this before the season's out, and possibly more. And there's still time to send your memories in. All you have to do is record yourself speaking into your phone's voice memo app and send it to christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com. Just keep it reasonably short, clean, and family-friendly, and do be sure to say your name and where you're from. And so, thank you for coming to this Christmas Past family gathering during peak Christmas season. Pull up a chair, pour yourself a drink, and let's reminisce together. This year, we cut down our own tree from a nearby farm and decorated it with my mom, who is visiting from Massachusetts. Decorating the tree is such a special ritual, and it feels like the true beginning of Christmas. But to Liz in Virginia, it's even more than that.
My Christmas memory is also an ongoing Christmas tradition. My family and I have always decorated the Christmas tree together, and it was always something that we looked forward to. We would spend the day together, and we'd be given new ornaments to put on the tree every year. And now that me and my brothers are in our 30s and late 20s, we still all come together and decorate our parents' Christmas tree. It's become our own little family holiday. We call it Tree Day. And we bring our spouses and our dogs, and we spend the whole day together. My mom makes a big, delicious meal for us and organizes the day. My dad reads aloud to us from a Christmas carol while we decorate and gives us all handmade wooden ornaments. It's something that we look forward to every year. It's kind of the kickoff of our Christmas season. As another part of the day is, we do our annual pajama swap, and then when we're done decorating the tree, we all together build this really beautiful, elaborate, miniature Christmas village that goes under the tree. It's kind of a hodgepodge of newer pieces, but also some pieces that were under the Christmas village that when my dad was a child, and even some pieces that were under his mother's tree in her Christmas village when she was a child. So it's this lovely mix of new traditions and old traditions that we get to carry forward from our family. We just had our tree day for this year a few days ago, and it was just as wonderful as always, and I know we're all looking forward to tree day of next year as well.
One thing we're big on in our home is reading. Dash has plenty of Christmas books that we read to him and audiobooks that he listens to. I'm sure when he grows up, he'll continue to hold on to his favorite stories. That's what Jeff in Washington, D.C. did.
My family's most lasting Christmas tradition is reading Christmas books out loud on Christmas Eve. Each year we would read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and yes, I'm talking about the pop-up version with the dancing sugar plums. We'd also read the Polar Express, but one year we found a new favorite, Red Ranger Came Calling by Berkeley Breathitt. This story was funny and smart and magical, and the illustrations were gorgeously hilarious. It became my job to read it each Christmas, and I've continued to do that into adulthood. Even when work has taken me to lonely hotel rooms in different states, I bring a copy to read on Christmas Eve. In recent years, we've taken family holiday vacations to Belgium and Egypt, and you better believe we packed Red Ranger Came Calling. So a few years ago, I took a trip to the upper left-hand corner of the country and found myself on a ferry in the Puget Sound making a pilgrimage to Vashon Island. That is where this book takes place, and I was looking for the official Bucktweed two-speed Crime Stopper Star Hopper bicycle. I found it. Seeing the cherished Christmas gift from the book in real life took me right back to all of my own childhood Christmas memories, and it really did feel like payoff for all of those years that this story has been part of my family's traditions.
Hey, shout out to Vashon, one of my favorite places in the Pacific Northwest. We spent Thanksgiving there with friends last year. Now, speaking of stories, how about a ghost story? Don't worry, it's not actually spooky, and possibly not actually a ghost story. Here's Dave in New Jersey with more.
Here's my Christmas ghost story. First of all, you have to understand that I'm a certified Christmasaholic. I start getting in the mood very early, at least 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, if not longer. A few years back, I was just off. I wasn't feeling Christmas spirit at all. I just couldn't get in the mood. I started thinking about some of my Christmases past with my family growing up in the 70s. My mom had passed away a couple of years prior to the present day, and I was thinking about her and how she made Christmas so special. Anyway, back to the present. I had taken some things to the recycling center, and I was still in this mood and feeling down. When I got there, I threw out the stuff I had taken there and then walked over to one of the smaller garbage cans that they reserve for plastic bags. And when I got there, someone had placed two boxes of vintage silver shiny bright ornaments, exactly like the ones I had when I was a kid. Same packaging and everything. They were placed very delicately on top, balancing on the lid of the garbage can, and they were in perfect condition. These things had to be at least 30 or 40 years old. I immediately got goosebumps when I saw them, as if it was a sign from above or maybe from my mom. Needless to say, it lifted my spirit, and the rest of our Christmas season was like so many others, filled with love and family and happiness. And that's my Christmas ghost story. Merry Christmas.
I'm not actually sure who or what the ghost in that story is. Is it Dave's Christmas spirit? His mother? The ornaments? Well, it's a good story, if not a ghost story, and a reminder of how the season is filled with visual cues and other sensory cues that can remind us of Christmas past and rekindle the Christmas spirit in surprising ways. One of the things that always kindles the spirit for me is Christmas cards, the sending and receiving. You may have even received a Christmas card from me this season. A lot of you have already reached out after leaving a review for the podcast, and I always love to pause for a moment and handwrite a Christmas card to connect with you. For Jennifer in Kentucky, the simple act of sending Christmas cards was part of a somewhat unlikely but very warm and Christmassy connection.
One of my favorite Christmas memories is sending out Christmas cards. My relationship with my high school boyfriend fizzled out after high school, as relationships tend to do, but we parted ways amicably, and I still maintained a very close relationship with his grandma, Sineda. Even years later, when she moved to a nursing facility, I visited her often to help her do puzzles, do her hair, and generally just lift her spirits. One year, I helped her with her Christmas cards. I addressed them while she signed and sealed them, and then I mailed them for her. A few weeks later, her daughter-in-law called to thank me for helping her. As it turned out, unbeknownst to me, she had signed both of our names on all of her Christmas cards, which confused some people who were wondering, who is Jennifer? We had a great laugh. Unfortunately, this was our last Christmas with Sineda, but I'm so glad that I have that memory with her. Merry Christmas to everyone. Hope you have a great holiday season.
And finally, we have a clothing-related memory. I guess I never stopped to think about how different articles of clothing are a whole category of Christmas memory. Whether it's Christmas stockings, even if those aren't the kind you actually wear, hats or mittens received as gifts, Christmas pajamas, ugly sweaters, or, in the case of Molly in Idaho, shoes.
Some of my favorite Christmas memories involve shoes. Just last year, I realized the reason my dad was so comfortable popping up onto the roof, even with snow on there, to thump around acting like Santa Claus even though we knew that Santa was going to be coming later, he just wanted to surprise us a little extra, was because he's a contractor and he's been remodeling houses for his entire life. And my other Christmas memory that involves shoes is the year my mom couldn't find our stockings. And so when we woke up on Christmas morning, she'd used each of our tennis shoes, and that happened to be the year we got Tamagotchis. So that was the early 90s. And she shoved the Tamagotchi packaging into our little tiny shoes and put each one on the stairs. Those are my shoe Christmas memories.
Well, I myself do not have any shoe-related Christmas memories, but maybe you do. Whatever Christmas memories are on your mind this season, why not share them with the Christmas Past family? Again, all you have to do is record yourself speaking into your phone's voice memo app and send it to christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com. Christmas Past is produced in wonderful Willow Glen, California by yours truly, Brian Earle. Thank you to Liz, Jeff, Dave, Jennifer, and Molly for sharing their Christmas spirit, and thank you for listening. You can drop me a line anytime, whether it's to share a Christmas memory or just to say hi. I always love to hear from you, and I do my best to respond to every message I get. Again, I'm at christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com, or connect with me on your favorite social media app. If you don't see me there and think I ought to be, reach out and let me know. And hey, if you're really feeling the Christmas spirit, why not help more people discover this show so we can grow the Christmas Past family? It's like spreading Christmas cheer, and it's as simple as telling a friend about it or leaving a rating and review. And if you do leave a review, I'll send you a Christmas Past sticker, and a handwritten Christmas card is my way of saying thanks any time of year. Reach out for details. And until we meet again, may your days be merry and bright.